And welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Anna, and we're here to help you with your English. Today's topic is home. The title of our lesson is Let's Shop for New Furniture. Let's shop for new furniture. Peter, do you have a favorite piece of furniture in your house?
A favorite piece of furniture? I don't usually think about furniture that way, but I guess I'd have to say the sofa. It's really comfortable. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. We are so glad you joined us today.
Well, let's get started, friends. The best way to start is by reading. So you can open up your magazine right now and follow along with Peter.
Rob wants to buy a new armchair. So Fun Sofas sells all kinds of furniture. They have tables, sofas, and different sets of chairs. Abby is looking at a furniture magazine. She hasn't been sleeping well and needs a new bed. She can go with Rob to the furniture store. What else will Abby buy?
Great job reading, everyone! Well, we're talking about shopping today. Peter, do you like to shop?
No, I don't like to shop very much. Sometimes I need something, but I just don't like to choose all the different things. And what about the price? Am I paying too much for it? It's really stressful.
That's true. You need to make sure you go to the right place and can find a good price. Well, we're talking about that today, but first, here's Christina with our keywords.
Rob 想要买一个 armchair。这个 armchair 是由 arm 手背和 chair 椅子两个字组合而成的，所以 armchair 指的就是有把手的单人椅子。Rob wants to buy a new armchair。Susie 跟他介绍有一家卖椅子的店叫做 So Fun Sofas， 所以 sofa 就是沙发，跟 armchair 相比他们都是椅子，但是 sofa 通常是长椅子，而 armchair 是单人椅。他们不但卖椅子也卖桌子，英文是 table， 所以 table 不只是大的餐桌，也可以指小茶几。 They also sell tables。 另外整组的椅子叫做 a set of chairs， a set 就是一组或一套的意思。而 Abby 最近一直睡不好，她认为她的床有问题。 I think my bed is the problem， 床就是 bed。
Susie， do you know a good place to buy furniture？
Sure. There's a store called So Fun Sofas. I bought a sofa there a few months ago.
Oh, are their prices good?
They're okay. What do you want to buy?
My armchair broke, and I want to get another one.
You can buy one at So Fun Sofas. They have all kinds of furniture.
Great. Thanks, Susie.
Yeah.
Well, Rob wants to buy some furniture today. So he asks Susie, do you know a good place to buy furniture?
This is a good question to ask someone when you want to buy something. Is this a good place to buy a cup of coffee? Friends, try to make your own question.
Well, Susie does know of a good place to buy furniture. What is the name of the store?
The name of this store is called So Fun Sofas. So, how does Susie know that this is a good place to buy furniture?
Good question. She went there a few months ago. She bought a sofa. Sofa is a keyword today. You probably have a sofa at home. You sit on it when you watch TV. Sofas are really comfortable.
That's right. My dad used to take a nap on the sofa every weekend. people take short naps on couches or sofas. Anna, do you say the word sofa or couch more often?
Well, usually I say the word couch, but people seem to understand sofa from many different countries.
Yeah, so we use both these words, sofa and couch. You might hear couch sometimes, but it is the same thing as a sofa. Now, a sofa needs to be comfortable. Anna, we learned this word comfortable. Can you help us understand what that means again?
Right. If something is comfortable, it makes you feel good and relaxed. So something comfortable is probably a couch or a pillow, probably not a table or a bench.
That's right. I don't like to sit on tables. I like to sit on something comfortable, like a pillow. Well, Rob is not going to buy a sofa today. He is going to buy an armchair. Armchairs are for just one person to sit on, but more than one person can sit on a sofa. So why is Rob buying an armchair?
Well, he broke his old armchair. I wonder how. It doesn't say. Well, let's continue on to learn more about today's story.
What are you doing, Abby?
I'm looking at a furniture magazine.
Oh, why?
I haven't been sleeping well recently.
How's looking at a magazine going to help?
I think my bed is the problem. It's old and really uncomfortable.
Maybe you should get a new one. Rob is going to So Fun Sofas during lunch.
Great! Maybe I can go with him.
Abby is looking at a furniture magazine, and Taylor wants to know why she is doing that. What does Abby say?
She says, I haven't been sleeping well recently. This is a great sentence to learn. Abby is not sleeping well. Notice how she uses the word well.
Yeah, she doesn't say, I am not sleeping good, because when we describe something we do, we use the word well, not good.
But when you describe a thing or a feeling, you use the word good. The food tastes good. You cook well.
Yeah, that's right. So the food tastes good, but what you do is cook, so you cook well. You got a good test score. That's another example. So you must have studied well. But let's go back to Abby. She is looking at a furniture magazine because she hasn't been sleeping well? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense to Taylor either. She asks, how is looking at a magazine going to help? Well, let's go to Christina for more. Maybe she can help us.
Taylor 问 Abby 为什么在看杂志。Abby 说因为她最近都睡不好。Taylor 不了解看杂志能够解决睡眠问题吗？她说 How is looking at a magazine going to help? 这个句型看似复杂，但是它的结构基本上就是 How is it going to help? 翻译成它如何能帮得上忙呢？只不过在这个句子里代名词 it 指的就是 looking at a magazine。 我们来举例说明一下，有人用音乐来帮助睡眠，你可以问 How is listening to music going to help? Susie 怕吵，所以戴上耳机，你问她 How is wearing earphones going to help?
So Abby is looking at a furniture magazineBecause she has a problem with her bed. She is not sleeping well. So she is planning to buy a new bed.
That's right. A magazine is a great place to start looking for a new bed. She can look at pictures of different beds and see prices too.
Then she can go into the store to try the different beds. You can't just look at a picture of a bed and know that is the right one for you. But she already knows prices of beds because she's been looking at magazines.
Right. Her bed is old and uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, remember, is the opposite of comfortable. It means not comfortable. Well, friends, it's time for a short break now, so get comfortable. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hey, Peter, are you doing okay?
I didn't sleep well, and my back hurts. My legs are sore.
Oh, no. Maybe you need a new bed, Peter.
I think so. How can I start?
Well, Abby was looking at a magazine. Maybe you can try a furniture magazine.
I think I'll do that.
Great. Well, we're going to start Conversation C right now. So let's watch together, friends.
Did Rob find a new armchair at the furniture store, Abby?
He did. He got it for a good price, too.
Good. And you found a new bed?
Yes. And I also bought a table and a set of chairs.
Wow. You bought a lot.
I know. I spent a lot of money. But the store delivers everything for free.
As long as you sleep like a baby tonight, it's worth it.
Wow, Rob and Abby went to So Fun Sofas together. Rob needed a new armchair, and Abby needed a new bed.
And it sounds like Rob got his new armchair. Now, did he pay a lot of money for it?
No, I don't think so. He got it for a good price. And did Abby buy a new bed?
Yes. Well, Susie asks her, "You found a new bed?" Or another way of asking this is, "Did you find a new bed?" Sometimes we use this word find to mean buy. For example, "Did you find something new at the mall?"
Well, yes, Peter. Thank you for asking. I bought a scarf and a hat and a coat for winter and new shoes.
Well, I was just using that as an example. I wasn't asking you, but you bought a lot.
That's right. I bought a lot because that's today's
calendar phrase.
You bought a lot.
You bought a lot.
你买了好多东西。
I went shopping.
You bought a lot.
Everything was on sale.
You bought a lot.
Everything was a good price.
You bought a lot.
Yes, I bought a lot. And I spent a lot.
You bought a lot.
You bought a lot.
你买了好多东西。
Abby buys a lot of furniture at the store. Hey, kind of like you, Anna. Well, as long as you're happy buying all those things, and as long as we're using this sentence, let's go to Rebecca to learn more about it. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here's the moment you've been waiting for.We get to learn a grammar point. This grammar point is very helpful for English students. As long as, this is kind of using the word if. For example, as long as it's cheap, I can buy it. Or as long as you're coming, I'll come too. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Friends, try to practice that on your own. As long as you try hard, you can do it.
That's right. When I was a kid, my parents always told me, as long as you finish your dinner, you can have dessert.
Well, that was some good practice. But let's get back to our story. Why does Susie say, as long as you sleep like a baby tonight, it's worth it?
Well, she's talking about buying a new bed, and as long as you sleep well, then it's worth buying a new bed. But what about this word worth? I bet Christina can help us with this.
Abby 花了好多钱买新床， Susie 觉得很值得，只要她能够睡得好就好了。As long as he sleep like a baby tonight, it's worth it. 首先句首的 as long as 是一个连接词片语，它引出一个表条件的副词子句，是只要的意思。而后面我们看到的 it's worth it, 这个 worth 是形容词值得的意思，后面可以接名词或是动名词，比如值得一试就是 it's worth a try, 或者是对于一本值得阅读的好书，你可以说 It's worth reading.
Thanks, Christina. Friends, can you practice this word worth today? It will be worth it. Speaking of practice, it's time to practice our keywords one more time. Follow along.
Here's our first keyword today. Armchair. Armchair.I could fall asleep in this armchair.
Sofa. Sofa. Don't let the dog sit on the sofa.
Table. Table. Please put the food on the table.
Set. Set. I washed the set of plates.
Bed. Bed. Let the guest sleep in your bed. All right, friends, those are our keywords today. And now it's time for us to review our conversations one more time.
Susie, do you know a good place to buy furniture?
Sure. There's a store called So Fun Sofas.I bought a sofa there a few months ago.
Oh? Are their prices good?
They're okay. What do you want to buy?
My armchair broke, and I want to get another one.
You can buy one at So Fun Sofas. They have all kinds of furniture.
Great. Thanks, Susie.
What are you doing, Abby?
I'm looking at a furniture magazine.
Oh? Why?
I haven't been sleeping well recently.
How's looking at a magazine going to help?
I think my bed is the problem. It's old and really uncomfortable.
Maybe you should get a new one. Rob is going to So Fun Sofas during lunch.
Great!Maybe I can go with him.
Did Rob find a new armchair at the furniture store, Abby?
He did. He got it for a good price, too.
Good. And you found a new bed?
Yes. And I also bought a table and a set of chairs.
Wow. You bought a lot.
I know. I spent a lot of money.But the store delivers everything for free.
As long as you sleep like a baby tonight, it's worth it.
Wow, shopping for furniture was more fun than I thought.
Yeah, I got a new chair. I love it!
And I got a new armchair. It's so comfortable.
I love the new sofa.
Me too. And I love my new bed. I sleep like a baby.
I love my new bed. I sleep like a baby monkey. Hey, let's go home and eat something.
On our new table with new chairs.
Yeah. See, I told you, Monkey Man, buying new furniture is fun, fun, fun.
yes, but paying for it isn't fun.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I just watched a really interesting video online about home safety. Our homes are important places. We all want to keep our homes safe. But how can we do that? Let's see. Everyone should be careful at home. Sometimes people leave clothes, toys, or other things over a lamp. Lamps get hot. And if you leave something on the lamp, it might catch fire. That's dangerous. Speaking of fires, when the weather is cold, people like to use heaters. Make sure you keep heaters away from curtains and furniture. Otherwise, these things may catch fire if they get too hot. If you use a hairdryer in the bathroom, keep it away from the sink. Hair dryers use electricity. If something electric touches water, you can get a shock, and that will really hurt. Also, try not to use too many appliances at one time. That can cause some big problems. For example, if you want to use a coffee maker, then unplug your rice cooker. This will save power, and it will also keep you safe.
Keeping your home safe isn't really that hard. You just have to be careful and be smart. Unplug all appliances when you're not using them. Also, keep water away from all electronics. These things sound simple, but when we all take time to do these little things, then we can keep our home safe. And that is important.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We learned a lot about different words about furniture. Try using them around your house.
Hey, that's a great idea. Friends, walk around your house and look at all the furniture. Maybe you can say a sentence or two about them. Is that furniture comfortable or is it not comfortable?
And remember to practice your English every day. It's worth it. Come back tomorrow for another lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.